We just wait upon the Lord. He will renew our strength. That's it. Sing it again. Come on, let's wait upon. if we just wait upon the Lord, He will renew our strength. Come on, let's wait upon the Lord. He will renew our strength.
I will stand in the grace of We wait on you, my King. We will sing. Hey! Catch me up in your story, all my life, for your glory. Catch me up in your story, all my life, for your glory. Catch me up in your story, all my life, for your glory. Catch me up in your story, all my life, for your glory. return he sings over us. You are my joy and my God. You are my joy and you're my God. Oh yes, we are. We are his joy and his delight. We are his joy and his.
We're getting ready to go into communion, and I'm just going to ask you to prepare your heart by going into repentance. And the Lord is also wanting you to stand in proxy and repent for the sins of your individual nations. This is in Nehemiah chapter 1, where Nehemiah stood and repented for the sins of the nation. So you know what's going on in your individual countries, and God is just saying he wants you to repent for those sins of your nation. Stand in proxy for them, whether you're a part of the sin or not. He just wants you to do that, to clear the atmosphere in your nation through repentance before we take communion.
We're praying the prayer with no reply. Words float off into the night. Couldn't cut our time with the sharpest knife. Oh, oh, God, forgive us. Silence isn't comfortable. We won't drive through peace and instant hope. Our shallow faith, it has left us broke. God, forgive us. Oh, oh, God, forgive us. A slave to our uncertainty, help us with our unbelief. Oh, oh, God, forgive us. Young and old, black and white, rich and poor, there's no divide. You're the mighty, you're the powerless. Singing, oh, oh, God, forgive us. Oh, oh, God, forgive us. A slave to our uncertainty, help us with our unbelief. Oh, oh, God, forgive us.
Forgive us. Yes, we have ignored you. So busy doing your work that we forgot that this was for you. Arms wide to our homeless savior, but arms crossed to our homeless neighbor. On bended knee, unite us all, set us free.
Oh, oh. uncertainty. Help us with our unbelief. Oh, oh, God, forgive us.
God, we just ask right now, Lord Jesus, as I see you pouring water from heaven upon us, Lord, that you are washing away our sins. That you're bringing us into a place of purity and holiness in you. I thank you for erasing every mark that our sin has made upon this world, upon others. Forgive us, Lord, that we have not been the testimony that we should have been for you. Forgive us for wasting this treasure that you've poured within us. Renew our minds with your word, our hearts. We ask you to wash clean our hands for the things that we have agreed to and done that were not from you, Lord. Forgive us. Our lips, touch it with the coals from heaven, Lord, and purify our speech. Goyanarabasia. Our ears for listening to the wrong voices instead of listening to you, Lord. Our feet for going to places that we should never have been. Forgive us, Lord. And if it be possible, erase the consequences of these sins as well, Lord. Our mind for having thoughts that are not your thoughts, for having thoughts that are not holy and pure. Wash and cleanse our minds. Our eyes for looking at things we shouldn't be looking at. For coming into agreement with things we should never have been coming into agreement with and for sharing it with others. Forgive us, Lord. And as we receive your washing right now, we ask you to cleanse our country of the things that we've asked in repentance. Wash our nation clean. We come into full communion with you now, Lord. We thank you for your sacrifice upon the cross, because you came as a man. You took on flesh, God, to die for the sins that we ourselves couldn't pay for. You nailed all of that to the cross, and in that you imparted upon us wholeness, health, prosperity, blessing. You brought us into union with yourself. We thank you for that. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling us. Thank you for marking us and stamping us with your seal that cannot be removed until the day of redemption. Fill us with your presence now. And I hear the Lord saying that he wants to give you sight. Open blind eyes in the name of Jesus. Fresh, clear vision in Jesus' name. Scales pop off. The veils that the enemies have put before your eyes be removed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With such clarity, you will see full color, even colors that are not on a color chart in the earth, but with heavenly high definition clarity, I speak to your eyes in Jesus' name. Ears pop open in the name of Jesus so you can hear in the spirit. Thank you, Lord, for giving that to us. And when we take this communion now, Lord, it is our sign that we have received this gift, because we come into oneness with you, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Take the body and blood of Christ.
I just wanna move you. In the evening, you're my one thing, you're my dear. I'm beneath you, I'm before you, I'm behind you, I'm above you, I'm beneath you, I'm before you, I'm behind you, I'm above you, I'm beneath you, I'm before you, I'm behind you, I'm above you, I'm beneath you, I'm before you, I'm behind you, I'm all around you, I'm all around you, baby, I'm all around you, I'm all around you, I'm above you, I'm beneath you, I'm before you, I'm behind you, I'm above you, I'm beneath you, I'm before you, I'm behind you, I'm above you, I'm beneath you, I'm before you, I'm behind you, I'm above you, I'm beneath you, I'm before you, I'm behind you, I'm all around you, I'm all around you, I'm all around you, I'm all around you, and I love you in the morning, in the noontime, in the evening, you're my one thing, you're my dearest, here's my love note, can you hear it? And I love you in the morning, in the noontime, in the evening, you're my one thing.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love that compares to none, my Father and God. And we thank you, Lord God, that because you are love, that you are perfect love, there is none that can replace you, my Lord and God. And so, Lord King Jesus, just as you have told us, Lord God, to love you with all our hearts and all our souls and all our minds and all our strengths, my God and King, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, my Lord and God. We thank you for showing us the way, the truth, and the life, my God and King. We thank you, King Jesus, for the covenant of love that you place upon our hearts, a covenant that cannot be replaced, my Lord and King, a covenant that cannot be duplicated, but the seal that you put upon us, the seal of love that you place upon our hearts, Lord King Jesus, that separates each and every one of us, my Lord and God, in the uniqueness of the covenant that you have given us, my God and King. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for pouring out your anointing upon us, my Lord and King Jesus, and giving us a mark of distinction, my Lord and God, that those who are in you and those in whom you are, my Lord and God, express your love like no other. Today, let that be the expression that we have, Lord King Jesus, as we come before you. And let that be the expression that we live with, my Lord and God. And let that be the expression that consumes our hearts, our minds, our souls, and all our strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you for refreshing us by your love. That is a fountain that never ceases to flow. For we know and we see the eternity of the love that you have poured out for us, my Lord and God. It does not cease to flow, my Lord and God. And we are loved because you first loved us, my God and King, from the foundation of the earth. You first loved us and separated us to you through Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we may be held in your bosom, my Father and God, all the days of your lives, my God and King. Thank you for this garment that you spread out over us, my God and King. The garment of love, my God and King, that you spread out over each and every one of us, my God and King. And just as you have spread it over us, Lord King Jesus, may we also, in the same grace, with the same affection, spread it over our neighbors, my Father and God. Thank you for renewing our love in you, my Lord and God, every single time when we come into your presence, my Lord and God, and refreshing us and making us like new, my God and King, calming the storms in our lives with your perfect love that casts out all fear, my Father and God. So today, Father, we pronounce the victory that you have given us by your perfect love, our Father and our God. For your perfect love casts out all fear, my Father. And your perfect love covers a multitude of our sins, making us new according to the riches of your glory. Thank you for the uniqueness of the love that you spread out over us, my God and King. May we walk in your love. May we prophesy of your love. May the words that come out of our mouths declare your love over the nations, over the cities, over the churches, the communities, over our families, and over ourselves. May we be a perfect representation of your love that you have created for us through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, for your love forges a fence around us, a fence and a hedge of protection, my Lord and King. For you seal us, Lord, and nothing beats the love that you have in for us, my Lord and God. And nothing separates us from the love which you have for us through Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Nothing in breadth, in width, in height, separates us from your love, my Father and God. Nothing in length separates us from the love that you have for us. For you have founded us, my God and King, from the foundations of the world, my Lord and God, to be like you. For you are love, my Father and God. And we are love, my God and King. And if we are love, my God and King, we express that same love to our neighbors. We express that same love to the nations where you have called us. We express that same love when we come before you, my God and King. I also pray that where there is doubt about this love today, you begin to shed that doubt, my Father and God. And you begin to remind us, even in every single moment when we are still before you, of your perfect love that casts out all fear, of your perfect love that is undeserved, and yet you continuously give it to us. Thank you for the doors that you open, Lord King Jesus, because you love us, my Father and King, endlessly, incomparably, more than we can imagine, more than we can even think, our Lord and our God. We are because you are. Thank you for restoring your perfect love in every area of our lives, my God and King. We pray, my Lord and God, where your love has been corrupted, my Father, by the ways of the world, by what is unspiritual, by what is not of you, Lord King Jesus, you begin to restore it for the glory of your name, my Father and God. You begin to restore it in our children to know the love which you have for them. You begin to restore it in the marriages, Lord King Jesus. You begin to restore it in us, ourselves, my Father and God. You begin to restore it in the church, Lord King Jesus. You begin to restore it, Lord King Jesus, as it blows forth over the earth, my God and King. For it is in this love, Lord King Jesus, that a freshness arises for the glory of your name. We also pray that in all seasons, your angels will always remind us, Lord, of the love that you have for us. And may we never come to a place to doubt the love which you have for us. And so too for your spirit, Lord King Jesus, that has caused us to overcome because of the love which you have for us, my God and King. Lord King Jesus, we bless you, for we are your children, our Father and our God, and we are the sheep of your pasture, Lord God. So we repent for the sins of our nations, Lord King Jesus, for the sins of our communities, for the sins of ourselves, our families, and the church, Lord God, which have not spoken and shown this love that you have shown us for the glory of your name. We pray for an infilling for each and every one of us as we begin to step forth throughout the nations, reminding people of who you are, the glory of your name, the wonders of your praise, the blessings upon your lips, the forgiveness of our sins, that all this starts from the hem of love that you have sown around us, Lord King Jesus, to continuously be reminded of your love that surpasses all human understanding. And let this eternal love, Father, that you have said from generation to generation, be remembered and be talked about, not just to us, Lord King Jesus, but let us remind our children, let's remind the generations, let's remind the nations, the people whom you have called by your name, Lord King Jesus, of the love sacrifice that you have given us, the perfect love that you have given us at Calvary, the perfect love that you have given us in your resurrection, and the perfect love that you have poured upon us in the fire of the Holy Spirit, our Lord and our God. Today we pray for a divine renewal. For your love breaks chains, your love heals diseases, your love perfects our minds and restores our souls, your love gives us rest, your love leads us in places where we could not imagine we would be, our Father and our God. And your love connects us, Lord God, to your throne and to your kingdom for the glory of your name, my Father and God. Pray for every single person, Lord, connected to your glory, connected to your heavens, connected to your throne, Lord, because of your perfect love, that they will rejoice and be glad because you have prepared and shed out the best for them. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
I don't want it. I need to love.
This is going to be our final song. But remember, stay as long as you can in the presence of the Lord.
There is none beside.
Hallelujah. I'll just share this last vision with you. I saw the angels. You know when, this happens in the Caribbean countries, you'll have little boys will come and clean your windshield when you stop at the traffic light to get a tip or something. I saw the angels going in front of each person and just wiping your eyes with a cloth like you're cleaning a window to give you sight. And then I saw someone waving their hand in the back like, don't forget me. And then one of the angels went back there and was just cleaning their eyes with a cloth to clear your vision. You know, like those cartoons, they pull the cloth from one ear through to the other ear to open up your ears so you can hear in the realm of the spirit. So just connect with this right now. We say thank you, Lord, for ears to hear and eyes to see. Anew and afresh today. Thank you for imparting that on us and for sending the angels to complete this work. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.